Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Are you a control freak? Has anybody called you a control freak? Well, if so, in this episode, I'll be talking about how to control what we can and let go of the rest. But first, this podcast is brought to you by the EverFocused System for Creatives. It's a simple time management system you can use with Evernote. It's ideal for creative professions like bloggers, writers, teachers, pastors, speakers, and entrepreneurs. To learn more, go to jonathanmilligan.com. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Are you a control freak? I know I have those tendencies from time to time. In fact, today I decided once again to resign from the general commander of the universe. Yes, I said again. Seems somewhere along the way, I decided to pick up that crown and the cape and try to manage everything in my life. The funny thing is, you can go days before you even realize that you're doing it. And it reminded me of a story that I once read my kids. It's more of a poem, and it comes from a book that I love to read to my kids called The Moral Compass. Inside there is a short poem called The Bundle. I want you to listen to this and see if it can relate to where you might be right now in life. He carried a bundle of false beliefs, musty and heavy as a lawyer's briefs, prejudice, jealousy, bitterness, strife. These were the wares of his troubled life. He carried the bundle wherever he went, anger, suspicion, and selfish intent. He saw what he sought, injustice and sin. Life was a tempest without and within. He mumbled and stumbled. The world was all wrong. His bundle grew heavy as he shuffled along. Worry, impatience, discord, and doubt. These were the things that he dragged all about. Tired of his bundle, he set the load down. He prayed long to God. His face lost its frown. In his eyes dawned a light by which he could see. He forsook his old bundle and walked away free. My question for you today is, what is that bundle? Are you dragging around a bundle of heaviness, a burden in life? Are you trying to control too many things? Control relationships, circumstances, situations, financial decisions? Are you trying to control things beyond your means? If so, it's like dragging around this heavy bundle. And just like it was described in the poem, worry, impatience, discord, and doubt, these were the things that he dragged all about. What would you put in that place today? Is it worry? Is it impatience? Discord? Is it doubt? What are you dragging around? Well, today I want to talk about the difference between a control freak and a manager and what the different roles look like. You see, we lose the mental game every day, and the downward spiral happens before we even know it. And the question today is, why is it so hard to let go and let God? The tricky part is learning the difference between being a manager and being a control freak. So let's define this a bit. What are some habits, or what does a control freak look like? Well, listen to some of these. A control freak wants to manipulate every outcome to their favor. Sometimes we don't even realize we're doing this, but we're trying to work everything out to our benefit. We're trying to manipulate the situation, move conversations in the direction we want it to go. A control freak wants to know what's going on at all times. A control freak, or you could even say like a micromanager, maybe that's a good term too, because we don't like the term control freak, right? But we understand at times we can be that micromanager of life. But a micromanager never wants surprises or the unexpected to come visit. a micromanager or a control freak wants a predictable outcome. They want to know the end before they get in to a situation. Now, what about a manager? If you decided to flip that switch and become more of a manager, a steward of your life, what would that look like? Well, a manager or steward works with what he's given. You simply are responsible for what you've been given and not focused on what you don't have. But you recognize and you're thankful for what amount you've been given, the amount of control you've been given, the amount of financial resources you've been given, the opportunity, even though it might not be as full or as broad as you'd like, but you take advantage of the opportunity you've been given. My mom used to always say, just bloom where you're planted. And there's never been words that have been so life-giving to my spirit. At times in my life when I wasn't happy with where I was, I just had to learn to bloom where I was planted. And that was another way of saying, go ahead and start preparing now before opportunity arises. A manager will also understand that things beyond his control will happen, and you're okay with it. A manager makes the wisest decisions when the unexpected does come. A manager knows that results are often out of his hands, and he focuses simply in the areas that he can control. Whether your burden today is physical, financial, relational, or business related, you need to understand your limits. Limits can provide freedom. Now, I know that sounds so contrary, but it's so true. The sooner that you believe that you're human and that you cannot possibly control everything, the sooner you'll be able to relax and take the things as they come. And just like in the poem that I read earlier, if you're tired of your bundle, you can set the load down. And there's a God who's waiting. And not only waiting, but he's asking to carry it for you. But you have to be willing to set the load down. Controlling what you can is a constant habit and a practice that you have to do on a regular basis. When your stress meter is getting high, 9 times out of 10, it's a direct result of you trying to control something beyond your means. Let me give you a simple exercise. The Bible tells us to worry about nothing and pray about everything. Max Lucado, in his book Fearless, gives a great illustration about how to handle worry. If you looked down at your arm and saw a mosquito, what would you instinctively do? That's right. You'd swat at it. You'd crush it. You'd smack it. You should do the same with worry. Treat it like that mosquito that's being a nuisance. Don't let it stay there. Swat at it and get rid of it now. The simple truth is that when you are trying to control everything, what you're really doing is worrying. So stop worrying and let go. And by the way, if you're looking for a job, the general commander of the universe is vacant again. But if I were you, I'd keep on walking. Well, that's it for today's episode of Simple Life Habits. Such a simple but profound truth. Are you trying to control everything? You can often link that thing back to worry. Don't let worry dominate your life, but decide today. It's a decision that you're going to set that load down. Squash that worry right away. Well, again, thanks for everyone who tunes in every week and for the ratings and the reviews, the feedback that you're giving. Not too long ago, Kelly on iTunes gave a great rating and some feedback. Basically, Kelly said, I like Jonathan's suggestion that we make a personal adaptation of the If This Then That. If you don't know what that is, go check out the podcast episode, The Main Reason Why You Never Accomplish Your Goal. But Kelly goes on to say, we all have triggers, so why not tie them to a desired action for greater productivity, better physical fitness, or even improve relationships. Thanks for the feedback, Kelly. Appreciate that. And I'd also be grateful if you'd rate the podcast on iTunes. That helps us with keeping the podcast visible so people who've never heard it can discover it. So until next time, go start something small. It just might make a big difference.